okay, if I just do this, if I just read my Bible, you know what I mean? Like, if the X, Y, Z, then I'm in right standing with the Lord.
Yep.
When the Bible literally says, you have been saved by grace, mm-hmm. through faith alone. That is not of yourself. It's a gift from God, mm-hmm. not by works, so that you can't boast. Mm-hmm. Hi, welcome to the Hard to Hope podcast. We're your hosts. My name is Megan.
And I'm Sally, and we're here to talk about when it's hard to hope walking with Jesus and walking out our faith.
We're passionate about seeking revival for our generation, and believe that a key to that is by pursuing authentic, personal relationship with the Lord, even when it's hard.
So we're here for the journey of taking things from our heads to our hearts. So come along with us, and we'll walk it out together.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome.
Welcome back to the Hard to Hope podcast. We are excited to have you guys here today. It's going to be a good conversation, like always, one of those ones that we're just going to kind of send it. And it's a very candid conversation about summer, rest, busyness, all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
The business of being busy.
Yes, and Megan is heading this one up, so she's got the meat for us today.
The meat?
Yeah. Or the Lord's got the meat. You're just serving it, you know?
We have the beef. What is that? Arby's?
I don't know.
I don't like Arby's.
Anyway, we can move on from that.
So, I have a summer question to start off the podcast, and then I'll get into what I have. So basically, Sally and I were talking about how we just wanted to do something summery, and literally the first thing I thought of was, like, rest versus busyness, because I think in general, like, summer, I think it's just because of this, like, public school system probably, right, is thought to be more, like, it's a time of rest, it's a mm-hmm. like, a downtime, but how, like, even as adults, I feel like it's considered, you know, this is more of a fun time, just because the sun is out here in Northern New York, and it's supposed to be more restful, but how, like, summers actually end up being, like, at least for me, like, super, super busy, and then I just started going into all my tangent thought process of busyness versus rest and mm-hmm. what that has looked like in my life, especially over the past year.
Yeah.
So I want to share about that. But my first question for you is, do you have anything that you do that's like every single summer you do this thing?
Oh.
Like it could be a place or a day or a party or...
Yeah. I think right now, every summer, my family, it's usually around 4th of July, but it sort of can be whenever, we go to the lake house, because my parents got that lake house back in 2019 or something like that, and that's just so been, nice. Like, something that we did not really expect to have, that's, like, so nice and beautiful and, like, basically feels like you can't get enough, like, it's like when you're thirsty, and you just want to drink all the water, so that is... So fun.
Speaking of which, should do that.
That's been, it's not like we're not good at traditions in my family, but that's like a thing that we're like, yo, everybody get here.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, that's like similar to ours is that we go to Shpeeg every year.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily an event, but it's We're just there for the week.
Yeah.
It's 100% just time to totally disconnect. And it definitely takes me a couple days to get in a restful zone, but then once I do, I'm like down for the count, like I'm good to be on the beach and just be there, and it's just so beautiful there, and it's my favorite summer thing, but like I will never not, if I don't, I think maybe one summer because of camp maybe or something I didn't go, and it was like never doing that again. Like you just have to go to Shpeeg, have to go to Maine once a summer. It's just so wonderful. Love it. Is there any, like, summer routines that you have, like, specific to summer, that, like, your day looks any different or anything like that?
Yeah, I think that I just loosen up a little bit. This has been more recent because I'm not, for anyone who knows me.
This has been more recent.
This is a little more
recent. This being in practice right now.
I'm just not super relaxed of a person with my schedule. I'm very regimented. Everybody who knows me knows that, I think. But I've just been, like... Like, little things. Like, when I get up in the morning not being like, I'm gonna hole up for an hour and read my Bible. Like, yes, that's great. But, like, my attitude has been really crappy in the past about that. Yeah. Like, protecting that time to a fault where it's like, oh, God says to love others and you're really treating them like crap right now.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing. Which, we could have an argument about that, but I'm not gonna. But that's been...
Me and you haven't argued?
Like, just people no. being like, well, you should, though. And I'm like, I know. I love spending time with Lord. But I think it's good to, like, be okay with, like, the sun is up, you know, like, before you open your eyes in the morning. And it's like, people are, like, having coffee and things that I just wouldn't usually... Like, I don't make coffee in the mornings usually. I don't sit and, like, out on a patio. But when we're at the lake or when I'm with my family, like, I want to slow down and be present with people. And so that's a really fun thing. And then just, like, books. Like, I always lay aside, like, lots of books I want to read.
Yep.
And I do different workouts.
I need to order my books. Thank you for
I do different, like, workouts and that kind of routine, like, swimming and running versus, like, being inside a gym or something. Yep. Like, I like to do things that are more outdoorsy, biking, walking. So they're just fun things that it's like, oh, yeah, this is the time to, like, take hold of all these, like, amazing things that you get for a couple months in northern New York.
For sure. Yeah. I think I would say similarly, like, I just try to be outside as much as I can. So I feel like I'm never here during the summer. Like, I'm usually at my parents'. If I'm not doing, having something else planned, like, if I have nothing planned, I'm like, why would I do this in my apartment when my parents have a beautiful house and deck and backyard and pool? So I feel like I'm, my thing is I kind of throw, like, even if I do have homework to do or something, I'm like, I'm not gonna do it here. I'm gonna take it to their house and do it outside there. So
that's great.
That's cool.
Awesome.
So I just wanted to talk kind of about, I don't know, the frustration, I guess, that has, that arises in my heart and my mind over this concept of rest and busyness. And I think a lot of it for me personally stems from, and I kind of figured this out as I was writing stuff down. I was like, oh, I gotta remember to say this, because I think this is where a lot of it comes from for me, is that I feel I'm a list girl. Like, I write notes and lists of things that I need to do, and I feel most productive when I can check those things off. And not only do I feel productive, but I feel, like, validated.
Yeah.
And, like, it's very obvious to me that I think that my worth comes from my productivity and how much I got done in a day. And I'm not a fan of that, but that's part of the way I am, but part of the way that I have been recognizing, like, I don't want to do this. And I even thought, like, when I was writing stuff down, I think it's similar to, like I've heard, like, moms say they get frustrated, like, they had this whole thing planned out for a day, but, like, all they did was, you know, quote unquote, all they did was keep the humans alive. And I'm like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You have, you kept your family alive. You fed them. You know what I mean? Nobody ran out in the road to, you know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. Like, you did awesome. But for me, to myself, I'm like, if I don't get X, Y, Z done, then, and sometimes it is helpful, like, because I can get in such patterns of busyness that I do forget to even, I'm like, my gosh, I didn't even, like, read my Bible for the past 2 days.
Right.
So sometimes I do need to write down, like, have Jesus time, shower. Like, I do need to write those things down. But the point of, like, once I check them off, I feel, like, accomplished and better about myself. Like, that I'm not really a fan of.
Yeah.
And a lot of that, I think, came out of, in the past few years, has come out of wanting to fill my time so that I don't feel lonely.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that before, too. But just, I've almost created such a pattern of being busy, not only so that I feel productive, but just so I don't recognize that I'm by myself or whatever, or that life doesn't look like what I thought it would look like.
Yeah.
But it's gone such the other way at times in my life that I think it is something just to talk about.
Where it's been so full that you can't catch your breath anyway. Like,
been so full that I'm like, I feel it almost just creates, like, more unrest, like, not only physically, like, in what's my schedule, what's going on, like, chaos, but also just, like, spiritually, emotionally, like, even my house is a mess, and then I don't have a place to actually rest, like, that I feel restful in, or, like, even what we were talking about in the last episode, just my mind when I lay down at night, like, it's not restful.
Yeah.
And then you almost have to, like, backtrack and create periods of rest, which can sometimes feel like that I'm, like, feel ashamed or feel like I'm being lazy. And so, there just has to be, like, that balance of that, I guess.
Yeah. That's really, it's so true. It's so easy to go, like, a million miles per hour till you can't.
Right.
And it's like, now I'm,
I have to go backwards.
Yeah.
Something else that I was thinking about which I told you about before, was just, like, the difference, too, between, like, it's probably, like, a half step of a generation or something.
Yes, I was going to ask you to say this.
Yeah. Okay. Of, like, the younger, maybe, like, people who are in, like, high school now kind of have this bad rap of being, like, lazy yep. and not wanting to do any work. And then, but I think, like, where my age group is at and maybe a little bit older, there's almost, like, something that I recognize that I'm, like, okay, this is too far the other way, is there's almost this expectation of, or not even expectation, but it's, like, I think of it as, like, a badge of honor. Like, yeah. we wear our weariness, we wear our busyness, our tiredness as, like, a badge of honor.
Our dependency on caffeine.
Like, even, especially I've seen that even in, like, the healthcare professions, like, as yeah. a nurse, like, oh, you didn't work 80 plus hours this week? Like, I did. I just kept going. And yeah, I'm tired, but I just kept doing it. And it's like, they wear this, it's like this badge of honor. And I'm like, I'm dropping down in time at work right now. And I'm like, and I come, and I'm, again, like, I feel like it can be such a bad, like, I don't ever want to be lazy, and I don't want it to sound as laziness, yeah. but like, I do. I think there's a point, too, where you have to set boundaries.
Yeah.
And you have to set up, like, I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. I'm not going to, like, go back on my word or, you know what I mean, not be a team player or anything like that. But, like, there's nothing wrong with doing what I said I was going to do. And if it's unhealthy for me to do more at this point, then I'm not going to.
Right.
Like, and that's not...
Yeah.
I don't know. The first, literally what just came into my mind is where Jesus says, like, go the extra mile. It's like, yes, of course. In the things that we're called to go the extra mile, he's going to give us the strength to do them. But there's some things, like, if it's for my own pride that I'm yeah. saying, I'm going to do this extra thing yeah. just because I can, because
yeah.
I want to show other people I can or myself that I can, like, that's different to me, I guess, than going the extra mile in something that feels like, I don't have the strength to do this. Lord, would you give me the strength? You know what I mean? To yeah. do this extra thing,
yeah.
to do what's hard. That right. feels different to me than my pride saying, I'm going to,
yeah.
I don't have to get as much sleep tonight because I can do it on 2 hours of sleep and caffeine. Does that make
yep.
sense?
Yep. And I think, like what you just said, the boundaries thing,
yeah.
I think we always will take whatever it is, so like for this example, like work, and we'll put it as like one side is the bad. But really, both extremes are not good.
Yeah.
The laziness isn't good, and neither is the working yourself to the bone. Like,
right.
there's a balance in between that, like, in every area of life, you can look at and be like, oh,
yeah.
there's a good balance. But a lot of times, I think we see one extreme, and so we just bolt to the other extreme.
Yeah.
We're like, I just am gonna... And so, like, maybe that is what this generation is looking at. Like, right. I'm constantly saving up
yeah.
in money, in time, in
yeah.
resources for something that's coming, well, not really getting to stop and enjoy my life because I'm at such a breakneck pace right. that I can't.
Right.
And, but the same thing is true of sitting on your phone or just sitting in on your couch right. eating potato chips,
right.
that it's like, okay, you're not necessarily even enjoying your life anymore because there actually is innately in us a desire and a, like, call to work. Like, that
right.
is our,
right.
like, that was a pre-fall
yeah.
thing. God said to fill the earth
right.
to do it. Like, we have work to do.
Yeah.
Whether or not we had sinned.
Yeah.
And so, I think that that's a huge,
yeah.
yeah, a huge thing to stay within the limits that God put there.
Yeah.
Also, will you share about the Amish guy? Because I feel like it's going along with it. It kind of, like,
just,
it's cool that it was an Amish
story.
Guy that said that. I think that kind of relates to this topic. Yeah.
Just as a funny story?
Yeah, well, like, it really relates, right? Because he was like, don't...
Oh, it was just funny. So, yeah, so this is my story.
This is my story.
I work in a pediatric ER and often in contact with the Amish population. I love them. I am... It's kind of funny, by no means of my own have been dubbed, like, the Amish expert in the ER.
Oh, really?
And it's literally because I'm the only one who can tell the difference between someone who walks in if they're Amish or Old Order Mennonite.
Oh. Yep.
So, apparently I'm the expert. Anyways.
That's funny.
So, I always have funny... I feel like I just always, like, look out for stories when the Amish come because I just feel like I just always... So, I have a really, really sweet couple... And very young couple. And I was running around the ER taking care of their baby, taking care of a bunch of other kids. And I took them up because we admitted them, and I took them up to the floor. And I'm walking out of the room, and the dad goes, I was like, okay, guys, like, bye. I hope you can get home soon. And he goes, hey, don't work too hard. And my jaw, like, hit the floor. And I, like, turned the corner and I, like, died laughing. I thought that was so funny.
Yeah.
Like, well, first of all, because I, oh my gosh, I hope people can't hear that. First of all, I feel like when people say that, usually it's like, you're not working hard. Like, they're like, don't work too hard because you're being lazy. But I'm like, he knew that I was running my butt off, like, around the year. So for an Amish man to say that to me, I was like, I'm a little humbled right now. Like, what?
Yeah.
It just felt good. It felt like I made it in life for him to tell me not to work too hard.
Yeah. I just thought it was cool. I feel like it's a good, like, it's okay.
It's very funny.
A little, it seems like a little God wink, like, okay, I'm gonna.
Or, like, maybe he was telling me, like, I needed to chill.
Yeah.
Like, I needed to not be so.
Yeah, like.
Because I definitely said, like, I usually am pretty good about keeping, like, I definitely don't talk about other patients in front of other patients. That's, like, illegal.
Yeah.
But, I have a girl who's orienting with me, and so I probably said something like, hey, we're gonna do this, and then we have to go do this.
Mm.
So, like, sometimes I am not as careful about that, and it's not because that's wrong to say, it's just, like, you shouldn't talk about what we're gonna do next in front of your patient. Like, it's not good, it's not good bedside manner.
I see.
Like, if I'm taking care of you, you don't want me to be like, oh, I have to go do this next.
Yeah, then you're like, okay, is this too much on you?
But we were, like, in that place where it was actually, like, we're having to prioritize what we're doing next. Like, there's a lot of sick kids up
there's
here.
There's an order. Yeah.
And so, and I was teaching at the same time because I have this girl I'm orienting with.
Yes.
Or who's orienting with me. So I think I probably did that night, like, say, like, hey, we're going to do this, but then we have to go do this. Or, like, we have to check in next door.
Yeah.
So he probably heard me saying that, too. So I wonder if he was trying to be like, hey, you need to chill.
Yeah. It's just funny.
Yeah, it was a very funny story.
Oh.
Yep.
Thanks for sharing.
My Amish patients are my favorite.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, wherever you wanted to go next. I just thought that'd be a fun story to tell.
I think... Let's see. Yeah, I did want to just, like, even ask you, like, have you ever had... Because I think this is a thing for a lot of people is, like, going along kind of with the setting boundaries thing, like, learning to say no. I remember, like, a certain time in my life, that was really hard for me to learn how to say no. And I feel like I'm a lot better at it now. And I'm, like, I think it almost moves from, like, you can't say no to, like, feeling bad about saying no to you're learning about it to just being okay with it. And then it can get to the point where I'm trying not to get to where I'm almost, like, no, and I don't care at all what you think. And, like, I don't want to be, like, totally, what's the word, like, not obstinate, but, like, you know, on the other side of that. But I want to be at that, like, no, if I feel like I need to say no to something, I'm not going to feel bad about it. Mm-hmm. And, again, not in a way, like, because I'm just being super selfish and it's all about me, but, like, because you can say no to things.
Yeah.
You don't have to say yes. And I think that's healthy to learn how to say
yes.
No.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on that? Or have you ever gone through that?
Yeah. But the funny thing to me is that, like, I had very clear, they might not have been the right priority, but very clear priorities in my life as a young person, like, a teenager. So I did not struggle to say no to social things. And I feel like that's usually the, like, FOMO area, which we have already talked about FOMO and how that's changed in my life.
Right.
But, like, I did not used to, like, struggle with saying no. And actually, I said it so much that people would be like, do you even care about me? And I'm like, oh, sorry.
Right, like, I think that can get to the extreme.
I didn't realize that that was hurtful. I just, that's not a priority, and I guess I'm really clear about that. Which can be super hurtful. So I think I've learned to be, like, a little bit more, what's the word? Understanding? Or, like...
Considerate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of other people.
Yeah. That's super good. I've definitely felt, like, shame, too. Like, I have friends right now who have had, like, new babies who, like, it takes me a long time to see them. And, like, I can definitely feel, like, like, shame about that, too. And it's like, literally not because I don't care about them. It's because, like, I'm super busy and they're super busy and our schedules don't quite line up.
Yeah.
And so that I've almost had to learn to, like, not feel shame about, too.
Yeah.
About.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah.
That's not really saying no. That's just being busy.
Yeah. I think that I'm, like, learning, but I think this will be, like, a lot. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's definitely, like, a thing, to a journey.
Yeah.
Because there's still things that, like, I think there's priorities that, like, I'll have where I'll, like, drop everything for just because I'm, like, oh, yeah, I want to do that. Like, I do want to do that. And then there's things that I won't, like, yeah. prioritize, because I'm like, well, that just doesn't sound fun. And it's like, sometimes it's more than just that level yeah. of, like, I want to do it, or I want to spend my time that way. Like, the extra mile thing. Mm-hmm. Like, knowing when it is time to do that with someone, and when it's like, yeah. no, actually, I'm going to just go home. I need to this, that, whatever. But, yeah, I struggle with the I'm too busy. I was listening to something or talking to someone recently, and, like, just thinking through the, like, I'm too busy too. And I was like, no, you're not. But you have a lot to do, and you just have to, like, find the space for it, sort of.
Yeah.
Because unless you work, but even that, like, it seems like, okay, you're choosing bad priorities then. If you work literally all the hours of the week mm-hmm. that you're able to be, like, up and about, then, like, you... it's just clear that your priority is work and not people. Like, that's where it, like, it speaks something. Right. It's not just, like, it happened to you. Like, we get to choose.
Yeah.
And so that's something that I was kind of convicted about, because someone was saying, like, well, you know, if they don't reach out to me, like, I know that we could make it happen. It's just not, that's okay.
Right.
I am not a priority for them, and that's a good thing to see and notice and let go of the pain of that, like, just deal with it, but then also to realize, like, okay, that's okay. If I'm not a priority of theirs, that's okay. And so I think I was looking at that more from my side of it. Like, okay, are there people that I say that to? Like, oh, I'm just really busy. But really deep down, I'm like, no, I'm just not making the time for you. I've had coffee dates this week. I just don't want to do that right now.
Right.
And it's okay to just say, I don't have to get into it. I can just say, no, that's not going to work for me right now.
Right, because that's, I don't think that's always, like, a bad thing either. Like, mm-hmm. if you're, right, if you're just being, like, rude and, like, not loving somebody, I think that's different than, like, honestly, like, I've had to work through a lot of, like, my people now are not the same people who I, like, was super close to growing up with.
Yeah.
Like, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just, you know what I mean? Like, different yeah. seasons yep. and just, yeah, it's not that they're not even a priority. It's just, it's a different season,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it can come back around and it can, like, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah. being willing to, so that's one thing that I just, I don't yeah. know, random.
That's good.
But, yeah.
So, I guess I just wanted to give, like, some, I don't know, tips.
Mm-hmm.
I guess practical advice of how to, I guess, incorporate more rest into my life. So, one thing I do, it's a little bit tricky right now because of my job, because mm-hmm. I work such weird hours. I work till the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And so, there are days for me that I've learned are actually, I call them recovery days.
Yes.
And not quite rest days.
Yes.
Which is, they frustrate me because I want to rest in a way that I'm actually feeling like that was restful and I enjoyed my day, versus sometimes if you get in the period, and that's is probably not only like my job fault, but if I get in that cycle of busy, 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 and then I finally have a day off, that's how it becomes a recovery day. Because it's literally me laying in my bed,
mm-hmm.
like, for most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Or puttering around my house, getting my coffee, maybe sitting down on my couch, but not really having the energy to clean or, like, do this or do this.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, like, part of that is because of my job, but I think part of that is just because I create this, like,
yeah.
bundle.
So do you think that's not unique to your job?
Some of it's avoidable, some of it's not.
Like, that could be for anyone? Or do you feel like it's because you work, like,
in hours? I've never experienced it until I... Okay. As a nurse, but I'm sure people who have, like, high intensity, high stress jobs probably
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Or just lives where they, you know, are busy, 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 busy,
right.
and then they have a day off. And it's literally, like, and I think it's because your body, because you can run on adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
You can for so long. And then once you finally stop, it's like, oh, this is all catching up to me, just how much I need to just sit here.
Yeah.
And so I know, like, people, I don't really love this, but people call them, like, rot days. ROT. And
what
I
does that mean?
I don't love that. Like, where you just, like, are a couch potato.
Oh, it's not an abbreviation. It's literally just rot.
Rot. Yeah. Like, you're rotting.
Oh.
And I'm like,
yeah, that sounds good.
I don't love that, but I do recognize, like, I'm in recovery.
Yeah, and that kind of goes along with the thing you said maybe in the previous podcast or something about, like, how when you go on vacation, like, you there's those
yeah.
days before
yeah.
you're like,
yep.
ah,
actually,
but you're just like,
yeah.
yeah.
And so then, like, I feel like for me that's different than, like, an actual restful day. And so restful days, I try to, even if I do have some things to do, I try to either do something that I enjoy, like, really enjoy doing, or meet up with somebody and do something that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's even different than, in even on my busier days, I've been trying to incorporate, like, I can be doing something, but I'm going to do it at a coffee shop. Like, I'm going to do it.
Yes.
You know, even like my love language is quality time. So I can be with somebody and really don't have to talk with them. So I'm going to do it at somebody's house. Like, I'm going to go sit at my neighbor's bar, like at her house, like on a stool, and she's going to be working in the kitchen, but I'm going to be sitting there doing my homework.
Yeah.
And so that to me is more restful to my soul than I'm going to sit down and pad out a couple hours so then I can go do X, Y, Z.
But like, sort of like putting it all
incorporating it, like, more into, into my life. And then, another thing is like, which I'm not good at, so this is not a Megan tip, this is a I'm gonna try to keep doing this tip, is keeping my house kind of orderly, because I definitely find that, like, when my house is not clean, I just feel like...
Yep.
I'm not OCD to the point where, like, everything's clean and in place all the time, but I definitely feel that, like, ugh, like, my house is not clean, so I don't feel like I can just... Like, I feel that at night sometimes. Like, last night, I was literally, like, so tired on my feet. And I was like, I wonder if I should just stay up for an hour and clean. Because I would just feel better going to bed.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
No, but you know that feeling? Like, knowing that, like, my house is clean, that I can actually, like, let go. And I don't, like, I should just clean my house then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I should just keep it, I guess. Like, I've been trying to do, this is something I'm really bad at. Like, I've been trying to do my dishes as I go.
Yeah.
Like, these are just stupid practical things. Like,
no, I think they're really
instead
helpful.
Of letting them pile up. Because then at the end of the week, I'm like, ew, I feel gross in my space. I don't want to feel gross in my space.
Yeah.
I want to feel like I can rest in my space that I've created, my home. And so that's, it's like just something stupid practical I've been trying to do is like wash my dishes as I go and not let them pile up in the sink.
Yeah.
Because as a person who lives alone, that's like super easy to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something practical.
I think that it's interesting because it's like, I can imagine myself in like the situations that you're explaining.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes... you can have the outworking of rest, like, you're already there, and you're, like, just working it out in what you do, versus the, I'm actually, like, a bundle of nerves and struggling, and I'm gonna do these things so that I feel like I can rest, or so that I can get to a place of rest. And that's interesting to me, because I will notice, like, when I can stop for a second and, like, get outside of myself. Like, in my past apartment that I was living in, I would... think of things that needed to get done as I was doing one thing, I would think of the next and almost like start doing everything at once because I was so ready to have everything in order right then. I wanted it done, but then I would get myself all anxious. Like, I would be, it's so funny, emptying the dishwasher, and I'll realize that like my heartbeat was in my ears, like I could hear it because I'm just like so ramped up and like ready to have everything clean right now.
Do it.
Yeah,
go, go, go. Yeah,
but then other times I'd be doing the same thing and I would just stop myself and be like, Sally, we're gonna outwork the rest. Like, I'm gonna come first to a place of rest here, and then I can walk it out. And so I would like wake up in the morning and be like, you need some deep breaths. Like, you just, you were at like the really low heart rate for the day, and now you're ramping up. So let's just like calm down.
Well, even
start
like
the morning.
Even like, okay, this is something that needs to be done.
Yes.
Like, it's, my dishwasher needs to be emptied.
It's just an order.
So it's part of my life.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be done in like 2 seconds. Like, it's. It's okay.
This,
like,
is part of
part
it.
Of my day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And being willing to, like, work that into the day and have it be a part of the...
Yeah.
I like that. Like, I'm going to go do this. You were saying, I'm going to go sit at my friend's bar and do this rather than pound this out and then I can.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like that's just super helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd like to, if we have time, just touch on just that, going back, like, what I said at the very beginning, just not letting my worth...
Mm-hmm.
be determined by my productivity, and you were kind of nodding and saying yes. Okay, so I'd love to hear some of your thoughts on this too.
Oh, my thoughts?
Yes, just the idea of that your worth is not determined by your productivity.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think can so easily just tie that into, I think we've talked about this before, possibly, but like, as someone who's, like, I grew up in a Christian home, grew up in the church, just to be honest, that's a big thing that I've struggled with, is that, like, I'm saved by grace, not by my works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and honestly, I think it is actually, like, a Lewis County kind of cultural thing, too, to be perfectly honest with you. Just because we're hard, like, we are, we're hard workers. But to, like, you have to get back to that place of, I don't know, I can very easily catch myself saying, but I did this for you, Lord. But, like, I'm walking how, like, this person isn't, but I'm walking how you've, you know what I mean? How you've called me to, and I'm in the Word, and I'm trying to live for you, and that's got to count for something, you know what I mean? When all of those things are beautiful and honoring to the Lord.
Yep.
But that is not my salvation.
Yep.
And that is the whole point of Jesus.
Yep.
Is that there's absolutely no way back to the heart of the Father except through Jesus. Yeah. He is the only way, the only truth, the only life.
Yeah.
And there's no way back to the Father except through Him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, I think that, not that the things are one and the same, but I think that if I'm being lax and being okay with letting my, what my productivity is and all that determine my worth, then that can, again, not that it's the same thing, but I think the same tendencies can then fall into my relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
Where it's, okay, if I just do this, if I just read my Bible, you know what I mean? Like, if the X, Y, Z, then yeah. I'm in right standing with the Lord.
Yeah.
When the Bible literally says, you have been saved by grace
mm-hmm.
through faith alone. Mm-hmm. That is not of yourself. It's a mm-hmm. gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
Not by works, so that you can't boast.
Mm-hmm.
And just, yeah, it's just such a good reminder to me.
Yeah.
I'm just very humbled by that. I feel like just that idea of, right, it's literally not. Yeah. It just takes some of the weight off, I feel like. And, yeah, I don't know. Is that something that you resonate or relate to at all? Yeah. Or?
Oh, my gosh. That one's, like, a daily thing, I think. Yeah. Like, of being like, okay, I'm going to... But for me, I've seen it as, like, a pride thing, and it's just like, okay, I want to humble myself again, but then it's hard because some days I don't want to. I'm like, no, I want to work hard and earn my keep.
Yep.
But I think that would be one of the biggest things with, like, a lot of the disappointments that I've had recently of, like, but God, I did everything right. Mm. So how... And I understand that I'm a sinner. Like, that sounds so stuck up, but, like, in the grand scheme of, like, what I was taught in church... I did everything the way I was supposed to. Like, I didn't go off the rails. Right. I was just following you, Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
But clearly there's still issues with that even. Like, there's so much pride and there's so much, like, me at the center of it.
Yeah.
But that has been, like, definitely, like, understanding His mercy. And, like, for me, I even struggle to let it penetrate when, like, the law, like, Leviticus, like, God actually did set this thing up, like, you're gonna do this to be in a relationship with me for a while there, but now that's not what we need to live by. We've been released from that, praise the Lord. But that's something that I think our tendency is still to
correct. Right, even though it's, like, very, this kind of similar to what we were talking about, maybe we were talking about just the old man, new man. Like, it is our tendency, it says in the New Testament. Like, it's not just for people who knew the... you know, the Jewish law or Levitical law or whatever. Like, it is kind of etched in us, in our flesh, to think, like, okay, I have to do X, Y, and Z, and I'll be in right standing with the Lord.
Yeah.
Versus the New Testament and Jesus says, nope, that's, you actually don't have to do that anymore, but you have to actively put that to death.
Yeah.
And choose to put down the old man, and to then to purposefully take up the new man. Like, it's not an automatic kind of, you know, it's very purposeful that we have to say, nope, I'm going to put off the old man.
Yeah. But isn't it true
take on the new man?
That, like, the Lord, like, that we get to have that mercy and, like, the pressure is off.
What was the verse?
Okay, I could be taken out of context, and I was like, kind of like, wait, what? Did I just miss this? Of course I did. I miss a lot of things in the scripture. But this was just, like, so good in Psalm 119, somewhere here. And I think, like, I don't even know if this is what it was saying, but the way that I felt like I received it was like, whoa, what? It's near the end. But, like, things like, consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. Like, he's saying, like, look what I'm doing. I'm following you. But then he's like, revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. And there's a lot of verses in Psalm 119 like that. But, like, realizing that, like, he is following the Lord's law, and that's what we get to do under grace. Like, we still are getting to, like, strive to follow him.
Right, like, but, there's verses about loving the law. Like, loving
Yeah. But then it says, like, revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The fact that, like, I don't think I think about this often, that it's the pleasure of the Lord to get to be powerful in our weakness, to get to have his grace be sufficient when we're, like, at our worst. And I want to do a podcast on this later. But, like, that's something in our, like, what you were just saying, it's etched into our human nature. We don't like weakness. We hate it. We don't want to be weak. Because as soon as Adam and Eve knew that they were naked, that was vulnerable and that was weak. And they wanted to cover themselves and, like, pull on their, like, pride and be like, okay, I can, like, take my bootstraps and I'm going to go and, like, do this thing. And the Lord was like, wait, who told you? Like, no, I liked it when you were weak and dependent on me. Like, not because I want to, like, overpower you and hurt you, but because it's my joy to get to love you and be your provider. And that's something that I, just with the gentleness of the Lord, I don't think that I've, like, allowed him to go that deep with me a lot of the time, because I want to show my righteousness, my rags, and be like, look, I've worked so hard for you. And the Lord's like, I delight to let you be dependent on me. Like, that would actually be, and that's what I want too. Like, a part of me wants to know I'm just a kid in my father's house, that I'm okay. Mm-hmm. But the pride part wants to show that I'm strong enough to not need it. Mm-hmm. But, like, I would appreciate it, but, like, I am good, you know? Like, so I don't know if that's confusing, but.
Well, and even, like, there is, I think we can get to a point, right? We can either be like, here's the law, and I do it. Mm-hmm. Or we can love it. Mm-hmm. We can love that it delights him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and then it's gladness to us, to our hearts as well, to be able to serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think it's not that we throw the law out completely. Mm-hmm. It's not that we throw, you know what I mean, obedience out, or righteousness, right, the principles or are anything. Still there. It's just that, like, we do it. He died because he loved us, mm-hmm. right? And so we serve him out of that love too.
Right.
I think. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I love, like, there's verses like, I love to do your law. I love to meditate on your word. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like we just completely throw the baby with the bathwater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
know if that makes sense.
No, yeah, that does. That does, yeah.
And that's such a fun place to be in, I think, when you get to that point of, I love obeying you, Lord, mm-hmm. because I know that it delights, mm-hmm. it delights your heart, and actually delights my heart too.
Yeah.
To be able to,
right,
you know, follow you, to be obedient.
And I think,
even if I don't see the thing right away.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, because truthfully, if we're living for something, to see something here on earth anyways, then we're already wrong.
Yeah.
Like, the Bible is very clear that we are waiting for something that we do not see, and that mm-hmm. we're waiting for final, you know, it talks about that in Romans 8, we're waiting for final redemption.
Yeah.
Final hope when,
yeah,
when Jesus comes again. So.
Yeah. I think all of that has to be undergirded by that knowing that you're loved. Because if it is out of, like, something else, like, the motive of, like, doing enough or working, like, just, like, good things, but
no, that's not so true.
Undergirded by love,
right? Like, we're going to be. Of course it would be that X, Y, if I do this, that it would mean that I'm worth it. If I don't know that you did that, you died on the cross because you loved me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true.
And that's what the scripture even said, like, I think Jesus said it to his disciples, like, they will know you by your love. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's something that our world has gotten really wrong recently. I think we've twisted things and messed it up, and now some people would rather cling to the truth side of things than the grace, because love seems too forgiving to people. But really, like, to know the depth of the Father's love, it changes the way that we would even approach life. And it does change hearts. It does turn things back to a right way.
Yeah. That's the verse I was going to get to. Yeah, I'm really glad that you said that, because I think that really does tie it, like, all the way back around. Productivity, worth, mm-hmm. like, you have to first know you're worth it, because mm-hmm. you're worth it. Mm-hmm. Not because of anything you've done, because you can't do enough.
Yeah.
So, I'll read this verse, and then we'll be done, I think.
Okay.
So, it's a nice little loop. I like that. So this is Ephesians 3:14 on, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
That's so good. I love that.
Love it.
Scripture.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yes. Good. Alrighty.
Cool. Well, thank you.
Oops.
I Josh him. Yay.
Beach or lake?
Okay. Here I am. Lake.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay,
beach.
But specifically...
But I love the lake.
I was going to say, and the lake needs to have, like...
any body of water.
Rock
really, but.
Bottom, usually. Or sand bottom. Mud is not my favorite.
Mud
I don't like
favorite.
When it's, like...
Yeah.
Clayey, muddy.
Blue. I love the beach, but I love, like, a not popular beach.
Okay.
Like, not, like,
mm-hmm.
touristy and stuff. Like,
yeah.
In Maine. Like, a rocky, cliffy... Like cliffs and stuff. That
Eastern
kind of,
beach, not
like
as...
a shoreline
yeah.
more than a beach. But
okay.
I guess that's ocean or lake, not beach or lake. Question then. Ocean or lake? I would say ocean.
Oh. I guess I
because you can have a beach
lake?
On a lake. I guess I shouldn't have said it that way.
Oh,
right.
Okay. I would still choose lake.
Yeah. But I love any body of water.
Yeah.
It's so fun for me.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Thank you all. Let us know
thank
if you need a part two of this one, because I feel like we could keep going. But anywho.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you later.
Bye.